This is Sterling in the Morning, another beautiful Wednesday in South Central Indiana, Monroe County, Bloomington. We've got a protest over at Dunmeadow, and we've been talking about it the last few days. So I went down there, and I recorded a conversation with a couple of the protesters yesterday and learned a little bit by listening to them. I think you will, too. Here they are. What are you guys doing here?
We're here at Dunmeadow protesting for the rights of the Gazan civilians and chanting and yelling for peace in Gaza and calling for a ceasefire.
Wait, and you're similarly?
Yeah, I'm also Palestinian, and I'm basically here to stand up for my people that can't, have this platform that we do, that don't have, you know, the kind of safety that we do, where we have constitutional rights that protect our ability to protest. And, you know, I'm just basically here to speak and advocate for my brothers and sisters in Palestine.
Is this just a matter of that, or is there an end game here that you guys want to cause an effect within what's going on?
I wouldn't say to the extent of our political nature, but I would say here in IU, we are looking for IU to divest. We're looking for certain demands to be made and whatnot.
So you're here until those are done, or what? At what point do you say, okay, you know, enough, and we've gotten what we want? What is that kind of Rubicon we have to cross?
I think that. I've asked my parents the same question, and they've been fighting this exact same apartheid regime for the last 55 years of their lives, and I don't think we'll ever stop fighting for the rest of our lives until we see a free Palestine.
Do you feel safe?
I mean, we've had a lot of people walk by. We've had a lot of people film us, you know, really close up. We have had, I mean, first and foremost, the biggest threat to us right now is that our own university is calling SWAT teams on us. So would I say that we feel safe? Absolutely not. We've been living in psychological torture that the police are going to come and raid us and arrest us, suspend us, ban us. Protesters have come out and said that during the raids, they felt like they were going to die. They truly believe that under the force of the police, the stampede of, you know, SWAT teams with carrying giant guns, snipers on top of the IMU, they thought that they were truly going to die. And honestly, I would not be surprised.
Do you feel like, though, that what they're actually trying to do is keep you safe? That, like, something like this, like, I remember apartheid, but nobody was pro-apartheid. Right. Nobody was pro South African apartheid. Very few people were really pro Vietnam when there were protests. But you have, this is a two-sided kind of thing where you guys are one side and there's another side that's very well represented on campus. And it would seem to me, from the outside looking in, that the people in authority, what they'd like to keep from happening is that side, this side getting together and fighting this out, and instead of this being about a way to find peace, it's a way into violence. Does that make sense?
I think that that is fair, and I think that we reiterate that same exact thing because of the fact that neither the IU nor Chabad nor any of these students have been respectful or looked for a conversation with us. They've only been hostile, and they've only been aggressive towards us, and we haven't ever been, like... With Dunmeadow and us protesting, IU definitely should have given us opportunities to find a solution rather than to just constantly aggravate us.
And we've really only seen intervention on our part. That house down the street that belongs to a lot of pro-Israel supporters has been blasting music for the first, 4 days?
4 days.
4 days of encampment all day long. Hours with no break. You can hear it down the street, and they have massive speakers beyond anything that we have had here, and they have caused more of a disruption than we have. They cause more of a disruption in one day than we do here and being here.
Let me ask you this. So the superintendent of the Indiana State Police, he was on a radio show that's also on our radio station, and he said that while he was here, he heard people saying death to all Jews.
Absolutely false. I've been here every day from the very early early in the morning to very late at night, not a single, no one has ever called for the death of anyone.
Yeah, I think to push that even further, we haven't even allowed our protesters to interact. We've had hundreds of students run by calling us terrorists, calling us Hamas sympathizers, everything that you possibly could have thought. We've had drunk frat boys come and harass us while we're trying to sleep. We've had absolutely everything done, yet the only thing that we're yelling is do not interact. We are peaceful protesters. Do not interact. We haven't had a single fight break out. We haven't had anything happen. And every single day we've been reiterating our guidelines not to react to protesters. We are here for calling for a ceasefire. We're not here to argue. We're not here to cause a commotion. That's not what we're here for.
Do you feel like President Whitten over the weekend, kind of by softening her stance on you guys being here and sort of rescinding parts of that change to the rules that have governed this property since 1969, do you feel like she's kind of extended an olive branch and is more tolerant?
No, honestly, I think that the national, you know, pressure that we've put on Whitten has made her really scared. We have spent all year... This did not start on Thursday. We have spent all year trying to get Whitten to acknowledge her Palestinian, Arab, Muslim students, to even acknowledge that we have people dying. We have an immense permanent loss that is going on in Gaza. And she will not even say the word Palestine. She put out a statement. She did not even acknowledge us in any sort of way. She sat there, she doubled down, and she called us anti-Semitic. She did not even call us protesters. She did not. She named a student organization, which this is not. She wouldn't even say, she hasn't even said the word Palestine all year. She does not care about us if we live or die, honestly.
It sounds like you're not anti-Semitic as much as you are pro-Palestine.
Yeah, I mean, I spent so much time in Syria, and I've had so many family members spend so much time in Palestine, and we live street to street with Jews. Before 1948, Jews, Muslims, and Christians all lived together in peace. Here in America, there's never been an issue between Muslims and Jews, and when people try to switch the way that our narrative looks and try to say that we're here to try to cause violence and we're trying to be anti-Semitic, it's honestly extremely frustrating because no one here has been, no one's promoting Hamas, nobody's talking about everything that we are doing here. We're only calling for peace, we're calling for solutions, we're calling for respect, we're calling for humanity, we're calling for justice. That's all we're trying to do here. And when people are trying to switch that narrative, I think it just proves it even more to us that we are on the right path. And the fact that they can't stand up and say what we're saying and allow people to make their own decisions for themselves, and they have to censor us and they can't tell the full story, that shows us how much power we already have.
So this isn't even pro-Hamas. This is pro-Palestine. And hey, we're losing people and we feel a level of frustration that causes us to do what you're doing.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, we, you know, being American citizens, every single day, our money goes towards the destruction of our people. It has been for a long, long, long time. And it starts on the state level, and it starts here on the university level too, because IU has isn't it over $100 million?
$110 million.
$110 million deal with a weapons manufacturer named Crane, and they sell weapons to Israel that are, you know, those bombs that are going off in Gaza right now over top of children's heads are funded by American tax dollars, by IU money.
So when I'm at the radio station, I was there about 20 minutes ago, and I'm telling somebody, yeah, I'm going to go over to Dunmeadow and see what things are like. And her eyes got wide and she said, oh, be careful. What would you say to maybe change the minds of people who respond to somebody like me coming out here and talking to you guys? How would you respond to people who think, oh, no, you're taking like your life in your own hands by coming out here?
I would say that the separation that America and the media has done to us is absolutely insane. We are humans. I've grown up in America my whole life, and the way that people have been treating me as though I am a terrorist myself, as though I don't have my own life and I don't respect people and I don't have my own morals, the way that we have been working has only been to create a community that's respectful, that's educating people, that's trying to raise awareness and bring justice to what's happening in the world. Yet everyone is looking at us as though we are the issue when we're not. And if anyone wanted to figure that out, they could come here and try to have a conversation, and they would so quickly realize that not a single person is going to say a single word to them.
And I'll add on to that and say that we have been here since Thursday, and we play music, we sing songs, we read books, we have teach-ins, we watch movies, we do traditional Palestinian dances, and we fostered a community here. The only time, the single only time when violence or any type of escalation has you know, happened here is by the will of Pamela Whitten, is by the will of pro-Israel supporters. We do not come here with the intention of harming anyone. The single time that has happened, that any type of harm has been a threat, is when Pamela Whitten calls it upon us.
So how long are you prepared to be here?
As long as it takes.
So this, like, classes are done, right? Graduations this weekend. And so you'll stay throughout the summer?
Honestly, we're still taking it day by day, as we don't know what Pamela or IUPD is planning to do. But we are planning to fight for Palestine as long as we can, and especially because of how important it is here in Bloomington.
You used the word fight.
Fight for justice. I think that the word fight can just mean, like, battle. I mean, we're fighting an apartheid regime here. There's no way that this can simply come just through speaking. We have to be yelling. We have to be chanting. We have to be calling for the support of our people.
We demand it. We're demanding this.
Those are protesters who are spending a lot of time down at Dunmeadow, standing up for what they believe. Whether you agree with it or not, I think it's good to understand where they're coming from and what kind of human beings these are. And it's always better to listen to them than to sit in judgment immediately. And so that's what we did. We listened, and now you've listened to them, and you know what they're talking about or what they're protesting a little bit at a little bit higher level than maybe you did before. Coming up next, we'll talk about protests. Historically, how likely is this protest to bear any positive results for those investing their time and efforts in it?